It's time now for Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, a detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part one, a routine case for the police.
I tell you, it's not good enough. It's not good enough at all.
No, sir.
That payroll job's getting nowhere. My desk's up to the inkpots in paper to sort out, and then I get this lot chucked to me.
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean?
What, sir?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. Didn't I tell you, you're getting more like a parrot every day?
Yes, sir. That's Wednesday.
Well, you are. You're even beginning to look like one.
Must be my beak, sir.
No, it's your feathers, Wilkinson. I can't stand green and red feathers. We're not policemen anymore. We're bloody waste paper men. It's all forms, reports and memos these days. My God, there's a bigger eye if you spell a villain's name wrong than if you let him off the hook. Look out.
What for?
That pedestrian, you idiot. Look, get out of the way, you dithering old nitface. What the hell's that for?
Just to warn him.
Warn them? Warn them? You'll likely frighten the poor buggers to death. Look, what are we rushing about for, anyway?
It's a murder call, sir. You said we had to get a move on.
I didn't say we had to do a jumbo jet act down the main shopping street. I mean, we're not flying out to drop supplies to a beleaguered Congo garrison, are we?
No, sir.
The woman is dead.
Yeah, from all accounts, yes, sir.
And not likely to revive before we get there.
It's not usual, sir.
When did we find the lady?
About 2 hours ago.
So everything's on the move?
Yes. Uniform lads are there in strength. Half a dozen cars. The doctor, print boys and the photographer all got the old hurry up when Mr. Allen heard it was murder.
Who said it was murder?
Well, I don't know. The Bobby who radioed in, I expect.
Expert in this line, is he?
Hardly. He's 21. But Chief Inspector Potts was on the scene pretty sharp to have a look for himself. He says it's murder.
In the bath, was she?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I just wondered. Potsy has a rare old knack for catching them in the bath. Turns the silly old bugger on, I expect.
He said she'd been strangled.
Fairly easy to diagnose. I'm going to miss my tea again.
Looks like it.
Third time this week.
All in a day's work, sir.
Horse manure, Wilkinson. Hot, steaming horse manure. You know what I'm missing?
No, sir.
Steak. Thick steak. Fresh peas. Lashings of Laura's gravy. Never tasted Laura's gravy, have you, Wilkinson?
No, sir. I have yet to have that pleasure.
Well put, lad. You might. You might. I have all my young men round once or twice. While they last. Marvellous gravy she makes. All spoiled if I'm late. Remind me to ring her from Rosewood Avenue and warn her.
Right, sir. Mind, I never have much appetite myself after one of these affairs.
Nor me, to tell the truth. You've been to a few of them, have you?
One or two.
Oh, almost a veteran, then. What's Rosewood Avenue like?
Well, don't you know it, sir?
Of course I bloody know it. I'm asking you.
Oh. Well, mixed. Long Avenue. Bottom half's pretty ordinary, mostly semi-detached. Top end's the residential haven for a few of our more successful tax dodgers.
Not getting political, are we, Constable?
I hope so, sir. There are one or two very substantial properties, very desirable, as they say.
So long as you have a substantial income to match. What about 26?
26, sir?
The home of the deceased.
Oh, Rosa Harris. I didn't know you knew.
You think I'm deaf, do you?
No, sir.
It's been bandied about the radio free of charge for the last hour and a half. What's it like?
Nice. Detached bungalow. Dormer windows, fish pond. Solid middle class.
Leaded lights and a burglar alarm, I expect.
Yes, sir.
Not the place you'd expect a murder.
No, sir.
Hmm. More fool you, then.
You think so?
I know so. Your middle classes are riddled with it.
What, sir?
Lust, lad. Lust. All bottled up behind them rows of naughts in their bank accounts. Till boom. One day it all blows out, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Well? What are you waiting for?
Nothing, sir.
Well, get this damn car out of second gear and on the move before the boys in blue trample all our evidence into the foundations.
No doubt how she died, anyway.
Hmm, you don't say.
Well, I mean, look.
She had somebody's tights twisted round her neck.
The doctor said...
She'd likely been strangled. Huh? I say it looks like it. Could well be. Let's wait for the autopsy report before jumping to conclusions. Knowing them medical buggers, I'd not be surprised if they said it was a virus.
There's a lot of them about these days.
Mm. Let's have the details, then.
Yes, sir. What details, sir?
The woman. The dead woman, Wilkinson. Tights round her neck. What else?
Oh. Bruises on the jaw. Lacerations to the inside of the mouth. Heavy bruising on the upper arms and thighs.
Hello.
That's all that the preliminary report listed.
She was hurt pretty bad.
Yes, sir. Some bastard.
Never mind that, Wilkinson. You think she put up a fight?
I hope so, sir.
Now, come on, lad.
Yes, sir.
So it's an assault, a murder, and it could be rape.
Looks like it.
Forensic will tell us. Yeah. Very attractive woman.
Before this happened?
It happened. We can't change that.
No. We can't. Can we move her?
Yes. They've all seen her, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody but the bloody milkman.
Then move her.
What about Chief Superintendent Potts?
Stuff Potts.
Sir?
It's an order, Constable. Tell the medical people to move her and inform Chief Superintendent Potts that the preliminary actions are completed. If he wants to argue, put him on to me.
That's better, isn't it?
Yes, sir. No, I didn't think it would upset me so much. Seeing I like.
I thought you were an odd colour. Almost matched the carpet.
What's her name?
Rosa Harris. Rosa Mary Harris.
Right. Husband?
Louis Harris, builder, contractor.
Where is he?
Out of town, Ilkley, on a hospital contract.
He's been told?
The local police are going to do it for us, sir.
Who said so?
Chief Superintendent Potts.
Potts again. Look, what is going on, Wilkinson?
Well, it seemed reasonable, sir.
You should have done it, or me, or one of our lads. It's murder, man, CID work. Not for bloody traffic merchants.
Well, I didn't see it mattered, sir, so long as somebody did it.
Look, for God's sake, Wilkinson, he probably killed her.
Her husband? He's in Ilkley.
Oh, still me. Have you never looked at the figures? Husband's first, boyfriend's second. Rapists are poor bloody fifth or sixth. Still, it'll lull him into a sense of false security. I'll see him when he arrives.
Yes, sir.
How old?
Mr. Harris.
No, you idiot. His wife.
Oh, 29, 30.
Looked older. How did you know that?
Eh? Oh, I asked. A friend of Mrs. Harris's.
A friend? Go on. Which friend is that?
Sally Kingsley. She's in the kitchen. She found Rosie and called us out.
She looked older. Still, you can't tell when they've been belted about like that. Time found?
About four.
About?
Turn two, near enough.
Better. What's this Kingsley woman doing here?
Thought you might want a word with her.
Yeah, when I'm ready. Have you given her any tea?
No. No, sir.
God, man. Even by your inaccurate watch, she's been here 2.5 hours.
I didn't think.
Time you did. Get her some tea and biscuits before I see her. And, the same for me. Two sugars, remember. Feeling better, Miss Kingsley?
Yes.
Rotten business, isn't it?
Yes.
I hope my constable made you a good cup of tea.
Yes. Thank you.
Good. You found Mrs. Harris, I understand.
Yes.
Ah. No forced entries, Wilkinson?
No, sir.
Windows?
All secure.
Back door?
Locked.
Front?
Unlocked.
Miss Kinsley?
It was unlocked.
You sure of that? You don't have a key?
No.
So, our man's likely somebody she knew.
Could be.
A door unlocked or a visitor with a key. It could amount to the same thing.
Well, I suppose it could.
She was found in the bath.
No.
But she'd been in the bath just before she was killed.
Looks like it.
And what do you do before you have a bath?
Well,
not you. Miss Kingsley.
Well, lock the doors.
You live in a bungalow?
No, a flat.
You knew Mrs. Harris well?
Yes.
Very well?
Well enough.
Well enough to visit without fixing it up beforehand?
Of course.
Do you live near?
Across the road.
Ah.
Well, not exactly across, about 10 houses further down the street.
A flat, you said?
Well, yeah, there's a dozen or more houses turned into flats.
You can see this house from your flat?
Yeah.
What made you call today?
I felt like it.
You often felt like it?
No, I work most days.
But not today?
No.
Right. Wilkinson, tell Inspector Watson I want a house-to-house routine set up. I want to know everybody who came down this street after 12 o'clock today.
Cars?
Cars, bikes, bloody camels, the lot. Particularly everybody who called here.
Right, sir. I'll see you, Inspector Watson.
I saw someone.
Oh?
But...
Who?
I don't know exactly.
But calling here?
Yes.
Go on, Wilkinson. Get after Mr. Watson.
Yes, sir.
What time was this?
About 2:30.
About?
Well, I couldn't be absolutely certain.
But you were certain about the time you found Mrs. Harris?
Yes. I left my flat just after 3:45. I was listening to the radio.
Oh, right. About 2:30. Then.
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually look at the clock just then.
But you saw the visitor?
Yes, and the van.
You were looking at the Harris's house at the time?
Well, actually, yes, I was. We're wondering whether to walk across, but I didn't feel up to it.
Oh, you're ill?
First day off in 5 months with a migraine.
Ah, yes, I'm sorry. They're rotten, aren't they?
You get migraine?
Yeah, now and again.
Join the club. Well, I was feeling along the shelf for the bottle of useless pills, and I just caught a glimpse of someone walking across from a grey van.
So you went across to find out?
Oh, not likely. I took my pills with a glass of water and flopped on the bed for an hour.
Man or woman?
What?
The visitor.
Man. At least he was in trousers.
You know who he was?
No.
No idea at all?
No. Well, I mean, who do I know who visits in long greyish overalls?
Nobody.
That's right. Mind up. I have a strange feeling. I've seen him before. It's a feeling I suddenly got.
Suddenly?
Well, over the past hour or two, while I was sitting in the kitchen.
Tell me about him.
What's there to tell?
I don't know. You think about it. Back again, Wilkinson. That didn't take long.
No, sir. I called Inspector Watson on the radio. He's setting up the street inquiry.
Good. I've been listening to Miss Kingsley's thoughts on the matter. Later on, you'll have the pleasure of writing them all down.
There is something, sir.
In a minute, lad. Now, Miss Kingsley, at 3:50, you knocked on the door. The front door?
Yes. And I opened it.
Just like that. No striving, no pushing, no waiting for Mrs. Harris to cry out, come in.
But we were friends.
I'm not arguing, Miss Kingsley. You were friends. Go on.
Well, I called her name.
Rosa?
Yes. Rosa. Twice. And then I said something like, hello, it's me.
She didn't answer?
No, but I thought she was in.
Why?
The television was on.
This television?
Yeah.
What was on?
Racing, horse racing.
She liked racing?
Well, not that I know of. There was no sound on the television.
Just the picture?
Yeah. I could hear the transistor radio loud enough, though.
It was on too?
Yes, in her bedroom.
So you went in?
Yes.
The door was open?
Yes. She was lying across the bed. It was awful.
It always is. There was no one else in the room?
No, just Rosa on the bed.
And you made no noise?
Noise?
Scream, maybe.
No, but I want to now. I could scream till I'm sick.
Not now, love.
Just let me sit quietly for a minute, please.
Fine. Take all the time you want. Right, background constable, let's hear it again.
Well, sir, Back door locked, front open.
Bedroom?
Curtains drawn across. Mrs. Harris on the bed, her dressing gown half on, half off.
So that's what they call it. Look more like a cellophane wrapper to me.
They wear them like that nowadays.
Oh, they do, do they? You've got first-hand experience, I expect.
Well, second-hand, you might say.
Do you wear one like that?
Me? No, I don't wear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Do you?
What?
Wear anything in bed and round the house.
Good God, that I do. Pajamas in bed and a substantial dressing gown when on the move.
Married, are you?
Yes, 18 years.
I feel sorry for your wife.
Never mind, go on.
Well, the bath was full of water.
So she was going to take a bath?
I suppose so.
Or she'd had one. Well?
I'm not so sure, sir.
You're not sure?
No, sir, really. Didn't seem important. I mean, she wasn't drowned, was she?
The weight of medical evidence seems against it. How about you, Miss Kingsley? Was she killed before or after her bath?
After.
So sure?
Certain.
Tell Constable Wilkinson why, will you?
Well, I felt ill and I went into the bathroom. The water was only lukewarm and a bit scummy. The bath towel was damp. There was talc all over the bathroom.
Yeah. Post-bath demise, then. Very observant of you. You'd make a good policeman, Miss Kingsley.
Oh, no, thanks.
You don't like us?
I think you're a crude, bullying mob who don't give a damn about people's feelings.
With big boots to match. Show her, Wilkinson.
What, sir?
Your feet, you fool. Don't bother. The fact is, Miss Kingsley, every time I see somebody like Rosa sprawled out in that state, I feel bloody sick. And I feel worse when it's some sad little lass of 12 or 13. The wretch in my guts up won't catch the villain. To do that, we need every scrap of evidence, and quick. But you're entitled to your opinion. So, it looks as if Mrs. Harris was watching television when she decided to have a bath. She turned down the sound and locked the back door.
But forgot the front door.
Maybe, Constable. She had a bath and went into the bedroom to dress, to go out, perhaps.
No. At least I don't think so.
Oh, why not?
Well, there were no clothes out. I mean, most of those she'd taken off were on the bathroom floor, but there were no fresh ones out in the bedroom.
You think that's important?
Well, yeah, Rose is a bit like me. Well, she'd get out most of her fresh things before getting into the bath.
A lot of women do that.
Yes.
So, we can take it she wasn't expecting to get dressed for some time.
Well, we don't really know that, do we, sir?
No, but let's just play the game. It might explain the front door.
Well, I don't see that.
Well, she was, not to put too fine a point on it, expecting someone to call. A friend, maybe.
Such as?
You?
No, she didn't know I was at home.
A male friend.
That's just what I was trying to say earlier, sir.
Oh, I didn't realise. What, something new, is it?
The neighbours, sir, seems she had a regular male visitor. Not always the same one.
Typical.
Is it?
Oh, come on. You know it is. Sex-starved Nosy Parker's just dying to get in on the act.
Could be. Today, Wilkinson?
Yes, sir. And one of them says she could identify him. And a van, apparently.
But you have no name.
No, sir. Inspector Watson's arranged to take a written statement from the woman.
Good, good. Well, Miss Kingsley, how about your chap in grey? Are we going to spend days tracking him down? Are you going to help us?
She wasn't promiscuous.
That's not the question.
Just because she's found strangled without any clothes, everybody's going to swear she was a tramp.
You saw a man call, and she's dead. Who was he?
No idea.
But you saw him?
Yes. It wasn't Martin.
It wasn't?
No.
Martin is the one the Nosy Neighbours will identify.
Yes.
Martin who?
I don't know.
Come on, Miss Kingsley.
Look, she didn't tell me everything.
And you're her friend, close enough to walk in without knocking.
That's right. I knew Rosa for 10 years on and off.
And you're still trying to tell us you didn't know the name of
a lover, yes. Matter of fact, I never asked.
But you knew about it.
Yes, I knew about most of her men.
And you still say she wasn't promiscuous?
Yes. She took them on one at a time, Sergeant.
Chief Inspector, actually. I don't think Detective Constable Wilkinson introduced us properly. John Turner, Detective Chief Inspector Turner. That's him identity card.
No, thanks.
Look, if you don't know his name, can you tell us where he lives?
No.
Where he works?
Yes. But I'm not sure I should.
It would help us. And Mrs. Harris, in a way.
He's a car salesman. He sold them their last two cars.
Yeah, which dealer would that be?
We'll find out soon enough, Miss Kingsley.
I dare say Mr. Harris will tell us.
Elton Way Motors.
Well, it shouldn't be difficult to pick him up.
Depends whether he's still hereabouts to be picked up.
There's no point. He wasn't the man I saw.
So you say. Well, while I trot over to Messrs. Elton Way Motors, you can go along with Constable Wilkinson, and he'll write down your version of today's events.
Yeah, you're not going on your own, are you, sir?
No, I'll get Graham to drive me. He knows more about cars than you. He's written enough of them off. And, take your time with Miss Kingsley. So, get a full description of our man and one or two of the earlier ones. Treat her to another cup of tea. These buggers going on about community policing, and he'll prove of that. Treat her, and have one yourself. It might give you the energy you'll need to join Inspector Watson's house-to-house inquiry.
Tonight, sir?
Sooner you start, the better.
The whole avenue?
Every house, both sides. About 90, I'd say, counting the one we're in. See you again, Miss Kingsley. We can have a nice chat about police brutality.
Oh, I should have known.
Known what?
He dumped me on the house-to-house.
It's bad.
It's bloody awful. We'll be at it till midnight and all tomorrow. And do you know what that cunning old bugger's doing?
Talking to the garage owner.
Yeah, for half an hour. And then it's home to wife Laura's steak and peas and chips smothered in rich brown gravy. And Dan Graham's there eating it with him.
How do you know that?
Yeah, he told me. Just to tantalize me.
Oh, what will you have?
Glass of beer and a bag of crisps.
Salt and vinegar.
Cheese and onion.
You don't like him, do you?
I don't get paid to like or dislike. He can do me good.
How?
Well, he's a hard man. Hard on himself and every poor bug around him. But he gets the results. And his constables get promotion. Once you get picked to suffer his sarcastic tongue at close quarters, you're on the way up.
Like you?
Yeah, I hope so. It's me or Dan Graham this time. I've lasted 4 months. It can only get better. How about this bloke you saw?
I saw him.
Not a regular fella?
No.
You seen others?
Other what?
Irregulars.
Some of them.
Well, I hope you can describe him better than this bloke today.
I only saw him for a second or two.
But you saw it?
Yes.
Positive?
Positive.
What sort of a woman was she?
Very nice.
How nice?
Too good for most of the men she had. Particularly her husband.
He's bad?
He's a big, boozy, foul-mouthed, self-made heap of dirt.
Lordy, lordy. You wouldn't be liberated by any chance.
No chance in this male-dominated concentration camp. But I'm not prejudiced. He really is a big, boozy...
Yeah, fair enough. I got the message. Louis Harris. Builder, contractor, fixer. Never short of money, never short of women. Where did he meet Rosa?
Local entertainment club. She worked there, so did I. While I was waiting for the job in the hospital laboratory.
Yeah, I see.
You don't, you know. We were treated like slaves. Bloody little dog's body assistants. Washing glasses and showing our bums to the customers while we watered their drinks. You ever been in one of these clubs?
Yes. Part of the job. Mm.
On a Sunday lunch when the strippers are sweating it out in front of the British working man?
Yeah.
Then you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. How long did it last?
6 months for me. Then I went into the hospital lab.
And you're still there?
Not in the lab. I'm in the computer unit now.
Oh, a clever one.
I'm qualified, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Oh. What happened to your fellow slave?
Well, she was qualified too. But she married Louis Harris. He was a pretty bad career choice, despite all the gold-plated bathroom fittings.
So, she got herself another man?
After a couple of years.
More than one?
Yes.
How many?
Oh, doesn't it matter?
How many?
Look, I never counted. She said three or four.
Did Harris know?
Oh, you're joking.
Why?
He's a fully paid-up member of the wife-thumping brigade.
Oh, violent.
Pretty rough. He's been in your hands before now.
I don't recall.
I mean, the fuzz. Small wars in a pub after football matches. He gets off.
Always?
Except once when he was bound over. He can afford a good solicitor, you know.
So he'd have thumped her if he'd known about these blokes.
He'd have killed her.
Somebody did.
Yeah, but he'd have killed the bloke as well.
You sure it wasn't Mr. Harris you saw this afternoon?
A man. Just another man in grey overalls.
Casual caller?
Maybe. There was the van.
Where?
20 yards beyond the house.
Caller?
Grey.
Like the overalls?
Yeah. Grey van. No marks. A tall man in a grey overall jacket.
Casual, maybe.
Yeah.
Touting, selling, walks up to the front door, finds it open, walks in and kills her.
You think so?
It happens. Word of warning.
What?
Chief Inspector Bloody Turner. Now, he'll be back to nag you. He never gives up. Don't let him get you down.
I won't, thanks. Are you really going off to start this house-to-house inquiry?
Me and 20 others. They'll have started already. I'll see they give your place a miss, Miss Kingsley.
Thanks. It's been a pretty lousy day, and it isn't getting much better.
Come on, then. I'll run you back. Anyone else in the house?
A couple of teachers in the upstairs flat. Men teachers.
Oh. I'll pop in tomorrow.
In part one of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley. Afternoon Call was produced for the BBC by Tony Clifford. It's time now for Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, a detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part two, Suspects and Motives. An attractive married woman is murdered and her body found by a friend, Sally Kingsley. Inquiries by Detective Chief Inspector Taylor and his men sent her on a van parked outside the house that afternoon. Apparently, Rosa Harris had been expecting a visitor.
That was very good. Very good. 10 more minutes listening to you and I'll believe the earth is flat. Now let's try again.
Oh, come on, Chief Inspector. I've been through it twice.
A pack of lies, and your lies aren't very consistent.
I'm confused with all your questions.
You had an affair with Mrs. Harris.
I didn't kill her.
You had an affair.
I've been seeing her. Yes.
Tell him, Graham.
For nearly a year, by our reckoning.
It's 7 months at the most.
You kept count?
No. It's that long since they bought the cars from the firm.
How often did you see her?
It's hard to say.
Often?
No.
Regularly?
Fairly.
Always at the bungalow?
No.
Your place?
You know I can't.
Oh, I forgot. You're married. 2 kids and a wife. It might have been a bit awkward for you. Ah, you're back, Wilkinson.
Sir?
Got something for me?
Quite a lot, sir. 4 people spotted the van. 3 are quite willing to attend an identity parade. They described Mr. Chapman to a T.
They saw him this afternoon?
Yes. There's others who knew he was a regular visitor.
They would. I didn't kill her.
But you were there this afternoon.
I haven't denied it.
Why did you run when you saw us?
Panic. I was bloody upset.
Ah, out of control. Emotionally disturbed. That's what our medical man tells us. Common in criminals just after committing a crime.
What did he expect? It wasn't 3 hours after I'd found her.
Dead?
Yes.
Very upsetting.
Yes, very.
You were planning to marry her, like?
No.
Other commitments, Graham, on both sides. You rang your wife, did you, Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
What did you tell her?
I was helping you out. One of my customers had been killed.
We should have told her, sir.
You think so, Wilkinson?
Well, she's going to find out in the end. In tomorrow's papers, maybe.
I don't see why.
Oh, don't you? Think what they make of it. Car salesman knocking off neglected wife. Afternoon assignments to discuss the merits of the Metro. Or was it the Sierra? Asked you to marry her, did she?
No.
Then when you backed off, she got nasty. Threatened to tell your wife.
No.
Just another fun-loving bastard scared she'd blow the whistle on you.
She was dead. I keep telling you.
All right. That'll do, Wilkinson. Now let's hear it again. Time of arrival.
Oh. It's 3:15.
We've got witnesses who put it earlier.
All right, Graham. Let Mr. Chapman have his say.
Yes, sir.
I parked the van near the house.
Grey?
Green. It belongs to the firm. We all use it.
But not to visit Rosa Harris?
No.
Huh? What next?
I went to the house.
Door unlocked?
Yes.
Is it usually unlocked?
No. I have a key.
I still think we should tell his wife.
You're that certain, Constable?
Yes, sir.
Not very convincing, are you, Mr. Chapman? What was she like?
Rose?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a funny word. Nice. Is your wife nice, Mr. Chapman?
I love my wife, Inspector.
Oh, when? Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays.
I said we'd let Mr. Chapman have his say, Wilkinson.
Yes, sir.
And you also loved Rose Harris. Is that
it? Oh, God, I don't know. Yes, she was different. She was bloody marvellous when she was on form.
I see. What did you do?
Eh?
When you went into the house?
I looked at the TV.
It was on?
Yes. Racing, Chepstow.
What race?
No idea. I just watched it for a minute. They were getting them into the starting gate.
So you'll remember the names of some of the horses, perhaps?
No.
TV on. What next?
I heard the radio. Pop music. Bloody mindless pop. And she liked it. In the bedroom, and that's where I looked next. She was across the bed, dead.
You didn't try to revive her?
No, she was dead, Inspector. Finished. Dead.
So you left?
Yes.
In a hurry?
I panicked. What would you have done?
I wasn't there.
No, I shouldn't have been there either. I just wanted to get out fast. I don't remember getting in the van, but I must have. And I was in the bog back at the firm, heaving my guts up.
You don't look that well now, sir.
Too much dinner, I'd say.
Shock, Wilkinson. Now, we've seen it before. Pale, perspiring, trembling, nausea, even tears. Not out of the way for a chap who's just strangled a woman.
I keep telling you, I didn't.
All right, Mr. Chapman. We'll leave you to think about it for a while.
There's nothing to think about, Inspector. Rosa was the last person I'd ever want to kill. You've got to believe me.
I'll try, Mr. Chapman. I'll try. But I'm somewhere from being convinced. I'll have some tea sent in. All right for cigarettes, huh?
I don't smoke.
Ah, good for you. Wilkinson here needs his bloody chimney sweeping every fortnight.
Am I under arrest, then?
Oh, no. Just giving us a hand.
So I can go if I want.
How about it, Graham?
I wouldn't advise it, sir. We might just have to put a car outside your house. Not very nice, really.
I'd stay, Mr. Chapman. We really do have your interests at heart.
What are we going to do about him?
Let him go.
Oh, that's great.
He'll not go far.
He did it.
But our lords and masters are hardly convinced. He could have called in after the event.
And pigs can fly. What's worrying them?
The idea that we might have a maniac on our hands who could do it again whilst we're waiting for Mr. Chapman to cop up the goods. Your witnesses didn't help much, Wilkie.
I tried, sir.
Too bloody hard, if you ask me. Grey vans, green vans, blue vans, police cars, two-tunnel lorries, any time from 2 till 4. We'd never have got a committal on that lot. God above. Three of them thought you were the villain.
Idiots.
Yeah, well, they weren't describing Chapman.
You'd have thought forensic would have come up with something by now.
They will, give them time.
You think Chapman did it?
I can't tell. bit too simple, really. Boyfriend, open house, lovers quarrel, bang. He knocks her down and has her tights round her throat without thinking.
Well, that's how I see it, sir.
Tights. Now, there's something for you two to argue about.
What about them?
No clothes in the bedroom.
Didn't see any.
Nor did Miss Kingsley. Where did he get the tights, then?
From the bathroom. Off a radiator, anywhere.
Exactly. Premeditated.
What?
Premeditated. Whoever did it was well prepared before he walked into the bedroom.
You think so?
She knew him all right. Was off a guard.
Probably true.
And Martin Chapman fits that bill.
But we're letting him go, sir.
Because he says she was dead when he got there, and we can't disprove
it. No, he did it all right.
But if he didn't, who did?
Her husband, for one.
Ah. The morning, Mr. Harris. The tough, boozy animal, according to Miss Kingsley. How did he strike the pair of you?
Subdued.
Shocked?
No. Angry.
Against who?
The murderer.
Ah. Of course, Mr. Harris wasn't anywhere near the crime at the time it was committed.
Wasn't he?
Don't ask questions, Wilkinson. If you know something, tell us. Otherwise, shut up.
It's just that Graham wasn't too happy about Mr. Harris.
Why not?
After you'd picked up Chapman, sir, I chased around Ilkley, checking on Harris's story. I wasn't convinced.
Poor soul. Well, let me have the gist of your worries before I see the formidable Mr. Harris.
Right, sir.
And keep an eye on the Kingsley girl, Wilkinson. She's the only bloody witness we have with the intelligence of a fly, and she's going to identify our man.
You think so?
I know so. Sooner or later.
Well, in that case, I'll look after her personally, if you see what I mean.
Keep it professional, Wilkinson. I don't want any complaints about familiar policemen.
This is nice.
Yeah, handy after a concert. More coffee?
No, thanks. I've still got some.
Liqueur?
No, thank you. Alcohol isn't one of my vices. You're a surprising man.
Why?
This. I somehow never thought we had musical policemen with cordon bleu taste.
Oh, more of them than you think. I blow a pretty fair trumpet in the divisional dance band when I'm not into the mysteries of French cuisine.
You don't.
And not in regulation boots either. Some of us are almost human, you know.
So it seems. I need lessons.
Is that a request?
Well...
Then I accept. Could be a pretty long course.
You're not married, are you?
Yeah. Never seriously considered it. Too much involved with a job.
Sounds as though it's your education that needs the polishing up.
You're volunteering to do that?
Needs thinking about. How's the case going?
Oh, that... Yeah, we let Chapman go today.
I said it wasn't him.
Yeah, you did. Tell me who it was, then.
I wish I could. I keep feeling I've seen the man before. Or since. It wasn't you, by any chance.
Me?
Well, he looked a lot more like you than Martin Chapman.
On a Thursday afternoon? You must be joking. More coffee?
Something stronger.
Brandy?
Fine.
Why the change of mind?
Well, if it isn't Martin Chapman or Louis Harris, it could be another bloody maniac on the loose, and... I don't mind telling you, I'm pretty damn scared. Next time, it could be me.
Through here, sir.
Thank you, Graham. Get Miss Harris a chair.
Sir.
Put your notebook.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to have to ask you to come in again, Mr. Harris, so soon after your wife's death.
So am I. Any idea who did it?
Ideas, yes. Hard evidence, no.
Well, I hope it's not going to drag on like the rest of your cases. I've a living to make, you know.
Yes, we all have a living to make, Mr. Harris. I'm very sorry about your wife.
Being sorry doesn't help much.
No, I suppose it doesn't. These things take time.
Too long, if you ask me.
I take it our people are now all out of your house.
Yes.
Well, that's near enough a record for this kind of case. Ready for the inquest on Friday?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Very much a formality, this one, medical evidence and so on. It means you'll be able to arrange the funeral.
Leaving that to the undertaker. Funerals aren't my line of business.
No, mine. Murders, as far as I go. Look, I'd like to have another look at the day your wife died.
Here we go again, eh?
At what time did you leave that day?
7:30 in the morning.
Usual time, is it?
More or less. We don't all have cushy office jobs that start at 9:00.
We don't. Go on from there.
I was on the site.
What site?
Which site do you bloody think? The hospital extension at Allenby Park.
You were there all day?
More or less.
How about the less, to start with?
Well, I could have been away a minute or two here and there, like.
Just a minute or two.
A pub lunch and a trip to a builder's merchant.
Aye, we know about them.
Oh, do you now?
Routine, Mr. Harris. Constable Graham has the times. Tell him, Graham.
Yes, sir. Arrived on site 8:15, stayed till 9:30. Arrived builder's yard 9:45. Back on site till 11:40. Green Man Pub, 12:05 to 1 p.m. A couple of whiskies and a pint of export bitter with the usual lunch, steak pie, peas and chips. And no other trace from 1 o'clock until 4:30, when Inspector Raymond from the local police contacted Mr. Harris as he was driving onto the building site and informed him of his wife's death.
Not on site at all during the afternoon Mrs. Harris was killed?
No, sir.
You snooping bastards.
That's what we get paid for, Mr. Harris.
It's a diabolical liberty.
Routine inquiry, sir. You do agree with our times, I take it?
I agree with nothing. Nil. Zero. Bloody nothing.
Then it could turn out to be a long morning for all of us.
I'm not staying here all morning.
You'll stay as long as I want, Mr. Harris.
Bullshit, Chief Inspector. You have 10 more minutes of my valuable time, then I'm walking out. Unless, that is, you've actually charged me with some offence. Take your pick.
Well, that's plain enough, sir. Tell him what it's all about, Graham.
Yes, sir. Mr. Harris, we are legally entitled to detain you for further questioning regarding the death of your wife. And if necessary, I will arrest you and detain you. If after 24 hours no charges are made against you, you'll be at liberty to leave.
You're daft, the pair of you.
Your wife's dead, Mr. Harris. Where were you when it happened?
None of your bloody business.
Nowhere near 26 Rosewood Avenue.
Miles away.
You offering any evidence?
No. You have to accept my word.
Your word? Don't make me laugh. You're a liar and a cheat.
Prove it.
No, not me, Mr. Harris. How about the Inland Revenue for a start? And then I could get some of our fraud lads to start digging about in your local government contracts.
They'll find nout there.
Oh, I reckon they will if they dig deep enough. And I doubt whether anybody will touch you with a barge pole when they hear you're being investigated for corruption. And I'll make sure that they hear about it.
You bastard, that's dirty.
So's corruption, Mr. Harris. There's a telephone. Ring your lawyer. Tell him you've decided not to cooperate with the police. Go on. There's no catch. I've told you what the alternative is. I can't say any fairer than that, can I?
I don't see what the hell you're going on about.
Well, think about it. Now, take your time. I'm in no hurry.
You'll never be able to charge me.
Want to make a little bet?
Stuff your bet. Get on with your questions.
Thank you. 8 years married, I believe.
Month or two over.
You get on with your wife.
Who says you have to get on with your wife?
No law about it. How about it?
Well enough.
Well enough to keep her faithful to you?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Take as long as you like. Fact one, she had a male friend. Fact two, she'd had others. Fact three, you knew about them.
If I'd known anything like that, I'd have killed the bitch.
Exactly, Mr. Harris. You'd have killed her.
What does that mean?
That you knew about one of them at least. The last one. And it's very possible that you did kill her.
No way.
We have statements from neighbours who heard your rows and saw them.
A pity you're nothing better to do than listen to rat-faced old biddies who'll say anything for a bit of publicity.
Don't let it worry you. We want a murderer, not a wife, Peter.
You know the fella who's sniffing around the bungalow?
Mr. Harris, that'd be telling.
I can always find out.
I very much doubt it. Your turn, Graham.
Yes, sir. Coming back to Thursday afternoon, you dropped out of sight for 3.5 hours. Plenty of time to drive over, kill your wife and drive back before the police contacted you in Ilkley.
Do I have to listen to his blathering?
Makes sense to me.
What time was she killed?
Sometime between 2 and 4. All you have to do is tell us where you were. We'll check and you can go. If you don't, We're going to keep you on our list. And that means looking into every dark corner, talking to your neighbours, your workmen, your suppliers, your gambling
all
friends.
All right, all right. How far are you looking?
Meaning what?
There's others involved.
Oh, I see. Others?
Others.
Our leaders and betters.
You could say that. Anything I say is confidential?
Depends.
Off the record, then?
Try me.
What about him?
Pencil away, Graham.
Right, sir.
No tape recorders?
Judges don't like them much.
Well, okay. But if you blow the whistle on me, and I'll blow it on a parcel of very important bods who have enough friends to make life bloody uncomfortable for you. Get it?
Got it.
Right. Now, I'll tell you where I was.
Yeah, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What a lovely lady. Hey, lads?
Do you think so?
What? Didn't you?
Well, hardly.
Old-fashioned charm. You young ones can't really appreciate it.
A right old bag, if you ask me.
A right old bag indeed, Wilkinson. Corrupting at least half a dozen silly young women for the entertainment of silly old buggers who ought to know better.
What did she say?
After inviting us into the boudoir, you mean? More or less what we expected. Harris was there, all right, half one to half three. Pressed hard enough, she'd have come up with his blood group and sperm count.
Can't we pull her in?
No, thank you very much. The other customers there that afternoon would support Harris's story before setting out to crucify the lot of us before tea time.
Yes, sir. So it's back to Chapman.
Yeah, it is. Unless our Rosa had another fella under her blanket.
A double act?
Well?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, not according to Sally Kingsley.
Ah, Miss Kingsley. Sally, is it now? I was forgetting her. How is she?
Oh, fine.
Looking after her still?
Well, you asked me to. Professional-like.
So I did. Any prospect of her helping us out with the identification?
Oh, no. Not a chance. I'll keep listening, though.
Do that. How's your house-to-house getting on, Wilkinson?
Okay, sir.
Well, I haven't had a report, then.
Nothing firm yet. It's a hell of a street for offbeat visitors.
Most are.
Lots of police activity, is there?
Sir?
Postmen, coalmen, laundrymen, fishmen, scrap merchants, bums and policemen. And policemen. Right?
Yes, sir.
In a nice middle-class patch. Don't you think it's funny?
Regular beat, sir.
Maybe, maybe. Find out who's on the patrols.
Yes, sir.
And don't sound so bloody enthusiastic. If we're looking for a nutter, one of our lads might have seen him.
I'll have problems with my landlord if you keep calling.
Sorry.
He's sensitive about the casual mail since he's fell inside for living on immoral earnings.
I'm no casual mail. I'm a police officer.
Worse. You lot ran him in, despite the fact that more than a few of you were enjoying free access to his team. Anyway, where's your warrant card?
What?
Warrant card. Local radio and papers. Until you catch the sod who killed Rosa, we've to lock all our doors and turn away strange men.
It's out, is it?
Every news bulletin.
Turner's idea. Sensible, I suppose.
So it's not Martin Chapman?
Oh, who knows? He says she was dead at 3:15. You say it wasn't Chapman going into the house at 2:30.
It wasn't.
Why not?
Wrong build. Chapman's slim. Whippity. This bloke was big. Big as you.
Oh, thank you. Don't start that again.
What's that in aid of?
Bloody Turner. He spotted a few panda cars in the house-to-house reports, and I'm having to check all police visits and personnel.
You weren't among them.
Of course I was bloody among them. I was 18 months on the plod patrol before transferring to the CID, and there's been more than the usual amount of crime down Rosewood Avenue. Well, haven't you noticed?
It's awful, isn't it?
What is?
Well, until this bastard's caught, everyone's under suspicion.
That's the way it goes. Turner asked me to ask you about Rosie's other men. Apart from Chapman, that is.
I can't help, sorry.
Or won't?
Can't. I mean, she didn't exactly flaunt them. Now and again, I heard her talk to them on the telephone.
But nothing to identify the bloke we're looking for?
No.
You tell me if you remember.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean me, not Mr. Turner. I could do with a leg up towards promotion.
Is that all you see it as?
No, I want to nail the bastard. But I could still do with the credits instead of Dan Graham.
Want some tea?
Yeah, wouldn't mind.
I've nothing stronger.
No, tea's fine, thanks.
I'll put the kettle on. Cups are in the cupboard.
Oh, right. Which one?
The one over the television.
Right. Sorry.
It's not to worry. It's on the blink. I'm waiting for the service engineer.
I have enough problems, Chief Inspector, without being dragged up here again.
Wife giving trouble?
You can say that again. I didn't believe a word of the story that Rosa Harris was just another customer.
I can hardly blame her, can you, sir? I could do with your help, though.
Help yourself, Chief Inspector. And I do mean exactly that.
Be reasonable, Mr. Chapman.
I'm being very reasonable.
You're a shit, Mr. Chapman.
I've got a wife. I've got kids.
You didn't think about them when you were knocking on the door of 26, did you?
No, I didn't. She'd had others before me.
Yes, so I understand. Tell me a few names.
I can't. She never talked about them.
Very convenient.
There was one she was scared of.
Huh?
Just once or twice he rang while I was there. She told him to piss off, but I could tell she was scared.
Not scared enough, it seems. But you can't remember any names, Mr. Chapman. Have another think. Yeah, hello? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's you, Laurie. Yes, I'm busy, yes. What? Oh, not again. What is it this time? Oh, hell. No, I'm not complaining, yeah. All right, regards to you, Mum. I'll ring you later, bye. Sorry about that, Mr. Chapman.
Oh, it's okay.
My wife, her old mum's fallen again. Looks as if she's broken her thigh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, funny thing is, it took the best part of half an hour to get to her. Her bloody house was locked up like a fortress. And my daft wife let in a TV repairman this morning without one question. After all we've put out in the press and radio, I ask you.
Sounds like Rosa.
Hmm? TV man?
Well, maybe. When we first started to, get together, she'd get these phone calls. And when I asked her who it was, she'd say, oh, just my TV man. He was the one she was scared of.
How about a TV, Mr. Chapman?
What about it?
Was it on the blink, or wasn't it?
Hell no. Cost a fortune. It wasn't 18 months old.
Where does that Kingsley woman work?
Hospital lab, I think. Computer section.
The Royal?
Yes.
Right, TV shop's for you. Get round them all, and you'd better lay on Wilkinson to help with the legwork.
Visits that day?
Yes, and who does the Harris's set?
It's a hunch, is it, sir?
Call it that. And I want lists of every bloody TV engineer in this town. Get to find the names of the ones who packed it in as well.
It'll take time, sir.
This time tomorrow. Tell him, no bloody excuses.
I'll do my best, sir.
You'll have to be quick, Inspector. My boss is a bit touchy about women sliding out.
Leave him to me, Miss Kingsley. I'll sort him out.
Yes, you would, wouldn't you?
It's this bloke. The one you saw.
Yeah.
Big. Stooping a bit. Box of tools in his hand. Grey overall jacket. Grey van.
Yes.
Hat?
Yes, a sort of trilby.
TV.
What?
TV. We think he was a TV engineer.
Could have been, I suppose.
The Harrises had trouble with their set.
Well, not that I know of.
Sure.
Yes. Except...
Except what?
About a year ago. I remember now. That's when I saw him the first time.
In the grey van and the overall?
I'm not sure. Must have been. Well, Rosa was skew-iff when I saw her that night.
Skew-iff?
Well, knocked over, half scared, half laughing. She said something about them never giving up.
At all?
Yeah.
So one of her blokes was a TV engineer.
Looks like it.
And not happy about our Mr. Chapman's arrival.
Chief Inspector Turner? Chief Inspector Turner?
Here.
Telephone for you, Chief Inspector.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Miss Kingsley.
Of course.
God knows who's after me. Don't go away. Yes, it's me. What's that? Oh, Graham, yeah. Well, what is it, huh? Yeah. I see. Where? God, we're lucky to find it. Yeah. Look, get forensic onto it sharp, will you? And don't spread the news around yet, eh? Just you and me. Just you and me. Yeah. Good. Thanks. Oh, Miss Kingsley, I've got some news for you.
What's that?
We've found a van. Likely it's your grey van, dumped in an old brick pond. Some kids playing tag from school spotted it.
So you do believe I saw a man?
Oh, yes. I've always believed you. But, we're going to have to keep an eye on you now.
Why?
Well, there's every chance your bloke was the killer. And you could just be able to identify him. He might not like that.
Part two of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley. Bertrand Latham was Constable Graham, Brian Southwood, Martin Chapman, Andy Rawsley, Lewis Harrison. It's time now for the third and final part of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, a detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part 3, The Trusty Arm of the Law. Sally Kingsley is the only witness who can identify Rosa Harris's murderer. Meanwhile, the police turn their attention towards the television repair business.
I could get in the time.
But not all of them.
All but two or three one-man outfits. I can check them by tea time.
Never mind. Graham, tell me what you have.
Nobody serviced the Harris set that day.
Officially.
These are the lists of staff and jobs. Nobody at the Harris's. And service cards confirm the same. Nobody there for months.
Who provided the Harris TV?
I don't know, sir.
What do you mean, you don't know?
Sales records seem harder to dig out than servicing. They're looking through the lists. Now, knowing Louis Harris, he paid cash and took it out the back door of the shop.
You know him that well?
No, sir, just speculating.
Yeah. What's this lot?
Discharged employees. You asked for them.
You know why?
Well, if this bloke isn't a regular service engineer, he could be a little backstreet merchant avoiding the tax. But trained.
And have lists of TV customers from his own firm.
It's incredible, isn't it? All around the country are lists of victims, all owning or renting a TV on the guarantee.
Thousands of them.
He knocks on the door, says he's from XYZ TV Company, just dropped in to do the 6-monthly checkup under the guarantee. Free, you know, part of the service. And in he goes. What do you think, Graham?
Oh, very plausible, sir. So long as the victim doesn't check with the TV firm about the visit.
Casing the place. All the time in the world while he's tarting up a few chokes and testing the odd circuit. And wham, bang, 3 months later, he's in for the loot.
Yes, sir. But what was the point of killing Mrs. Harris?
Good point. So he's a maniac, roaming the streets in a little grey van looking for voluptuous women to strangle.
It's feasible, sir.
Wilkinson?
No, I agree with Graham, sir.
So you've got a suspect?
Well, 4 or 5, actually. But, Bernard Marling was dismissed from Cosmo TV and Video.
When?
5 months ago. 26, big bloke. Fair engineer, but wanted to get into the admin side. No go. Sacked. Kicked in 3 or 4 valuable pieces of equipment and thumped the manager before he sloped off.
No charges?
No, they didn't want the publicity.
But he could have had the customer lists.
Well, yeah, they hardly hide them.
You follow this up?
Graham did.
That's right, sir. He left his digs a couple of days after the row, and he keeps on the move ever since. He was in Raleigh Avenue about the time of the murder.
5 minutes from Rosewood, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But why should he kill Mrs. Harris?
We'll find a reason. Follow it up, Wilkinson.
Sir?
See if you can chase up a current address and look at any of the others who were sacked within 2 years of our murder.
Right. Ready, Graham?
Now, leave Graham with me. I need a chauffeur and someone to talk to.
Right, sir. I'll report in with the hard news when it happens.
Fine. I'll be around till later. And let's have a few answers this time, eh? Right answers at that. Well?
Well, what, sir?
That look you projected. I thought for a minute your eyes were going to turn a space alien green.
No, not quite, sir. It's just that the lists are not really complete.
Wilkinson said they were, apart from a few small fry.
I know. But there's a pretty big outfit missing.
Oh? Which one would that be?
Arras.
Ah, well, I've been a bit hard on him. I'll get around to it eventually.
Well, that's just it, sir. He did get round to it.
I see. How do you know that?
They told me when I went to see him.
So he's dropped the report somewhere. Look, I tell you what will help him out. You go back to Arras and repeat the exercise and bring it to 50 Wentford Avenue. I'm going home to see if I'm still able to cook beans on toast.
Hello there. Anybody home?
Who's that?
Me, the trusty arm of the law. Who do you think it was?
I don't know. I forgot to lock the door.
I'll drop the latch. You ought to remember.
I know. Your boss went on about that at some length.
Oh. He's been here, then?
3 or 4 times. And he came to the hospital. He thinks I might be an important witness.
You are, when your memory returns.
Mm. Well, now they've found the van, it won't be long before they track him down.
They found the van?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
I'm busy chatting up old ladies. You'll tell me soon enough. Where was it?
In the brick pond, the other side of town.
Yeah.
According to your Mr. Turner, the forensic scientist, will soon find out all sorts of things.
From past experience, I doubt that somehow.
Oh. You look tired.
Oh, I am. 15 hours on the go.
Coffee?
Please.
Something to eat?
Well, I wouldn't say no.
Okay. I'll revert to my primitive role as slave woman and see what there is in the kitchen. Put your feet up.
I'll put your telly on for the international match.
Oh, you'll be lucky. The mechanic came, but it's still playing up. Try giving it a bang. It sometimes works.
Turner here.
Who?
Oh, Graham. Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. All right, lad, all right. I'm sure you'd not ring if it wasn't important. Now, what is it? Yeah. Arrows list. Yes, good. Did they object? Yeah, I see. Well, Wilkinson has 3 potentially mad TV engineers. How many of you? Only one. Ah, well, that's something. Who? Are you sure? I see. Go on. You have spoiled my dinner. How long was it? 5 years. Yes, it's a fair old time. Yes, I know it's tricky. Look, check all the duty rosters as far back as you can. I'll be with you in 10 minutes and, keep it to yourself. Right? Right. Get on with it. You sure? Absolutely sure?
Yes, sir.
Shit.
The papers are here. Date of joining, exams passed at the tech, promotions, date of leaving.
He met Mrs. Harris on one of his servicing trips.
Looks like it. Took ages to dig out the old records, but you can see the flurry of visits. 8 in a year.
They'd have done better to buy a new set.
They did. He installed it.
What else?
Street visits. Recorded ones.
And God knows how many unofficial ones. And it's all very circumstantial. There's no proof. There's nothing we can charge him with. Except...
Sir?
Get Miss Kingsley on the phone. If anybody but Miss Kingsley answers it, cut it off. Don't let on it's us. And don't say a word. Not a word. Right?
Right, sir.
Double 9999, Kingsley. Hello. 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 And sod you too.
Is that the phone?
Yeah, some nutter. Breathing hard and put the phone down.
Oh, one of those.
You get a few of them, do you?
Oh, now and again. Some of them make the usual offers.
Pervert.
Yeah, some of them might just be wrong numbers.
Yeah, and I'm growing wings. You report them, I take it.
What?
Indecent calls, you report them.
Oh, I can't be bothered. I'll just put the phone down before they get to the really dirty bits.
You should.
Oh, I know. But how many of them do you catch? Anyway, most of them are only old men with bronchitis. I'll tell them to cut down on the fags before shutting them off.
You're a pretty cool character.
You think so?
No. Nobody gets much change, do they?
Oh, as much as they deserve. Life wasn't that great when we were kids.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no, you don't. My old man leapt off with the usual bit of fruit when I was 10. My old lady didn't exactly love men after that.
How about you?
Oh, I can take them, and I can leave them.
You'd approve of Rosie, then?
Rosa? Yeah. It wasn't my way, but she took men and left them when it suited her.
And that's what it's all about?
No. Oh, it's something you'd probably never understand.
That's right, anyway. In my book, once a woman says yes, that's it. Today, tomorrow, forever.
Mm. Till you decide you've had enough.
Maybe.
One law for women, another for men.
Well, I wouldn't put it exactly like that.
Oh, doesn't matter. Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Hey, I see you charmed the TV back to life.
Oh, nothing much. You'll need a fresh decoder before Christmas.
Oh, will I now? That sounds very professional.
Not really.
I thought the tube was going.
It could be, as well as... Look, see the wavy lines when I turn your colour up?
Yeah.
Now they've gone. Colours on the pale side. Cool, like you. Maybe you need a new decoder, too.
Maybe. I'm impressed. You're a TV genius.
I'm flattered. Just an amateur tinkerer.
Your chief inspector says a TV engineer could be the one you're looking for.
Yeah. I suggested that line of inquiry. That's why I'm knackered. Chasing up all the engineers, fitters, trainees, the lot for this town.
Good Lord. How far back?
Ooh, 2 or 3 years.
Don't you ever get fed up?
Frequently.
How long have you been a policeman?
Oh, 4. Oh, 5 years. Why?
Curiosity. I'm surprised you're still a constable.
Well, it takes time, love, to get off the bottom rung. That's why I'm in CID. 6 months with Turner will see me moving up. Funny you should ask.
Not really. I mean, you're obviously keen and pretty intelligent and a long way past 20.
Thanks. You might tell the chief.
I did. He asked me what I thought of you.
Oh, so-and-so. What are you telling?
Oh, that's telling.
Sneaky, eh?
No, not really. I didn't tell him you sometimes frighten me to death the way you pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, sorry about that. You're valuable property. Any minute that memory's going to click into gear and you'll remember the chap who murdered Rosie. And I want to be around when you do.
That's what you tell me. If you weren't a policeman, I'd have suspected sinister motives.
Hey, you sinister? Ridiculous. At least it means you don't think policemen are villains.
Some of them are.
A few. They usually get found out.
Not always.
Can't guarantee it.
Because everybody's looking for the villain in the opposite direction.
What about that grub?
Ah, I put some soup on the stove. It'll be a minute or two yet. And there's some bacon and mushrooms and an egg on the breadboard to make you an omelette. Is that all right?
Sounds marvellous.
What do you do before you join the police?
Oh, school. Tech. Passed a few exams. Mucked about with different jobs.
Not one in particular?
You're persistent, aren't you? I suppose you'll be running off to Mr. Turner to check me out in the morning.
Why should I?
It was a mistake.
What was?
Big mistake. Mind you always make one. If you're lucky, it doesn't count. This time I've made 2 or 3. It's been getting very hairy for a day or two.
What has?
That bugger Turner's dropping me for Dan Graham. And he stopped telling me things.
Oh, you're imagining it.
Am I? It all depends if they check on the lists.
What lists?
Not for your ears. Confidential stuff. We are looking for the bloke who killed Rosie. Damn it, all you have to do is say it was Chapman going in the house an hour earlier that day and it's all over.
But he didn't look like him at all.
More like me, you keep saying.
So he was. Very much like you. What mistake did you make?
What?
Well, you said you made a mistake, a big mistake.
I shouldn't have mended your TV. I thought I was doing you a favour.
Well, you were.
It was stupid. Set you off. And you're never going to stop asking about it until you're satisfied.
You were a TV engineer.
Yes, I was.
So it was you I saw. And it was you a year ago. And you're the one who called her Rosie. I answered the phone once when you asked for her, when she wouldn't talk to you.
Go on. Finish your fairy tale. Tell me I killed her.
Did you?
Why should I?
Because she went to bed with other blokes like Martin and Eric.
Eric?
Oh. Didn't you hear about him? I think he was in the entertainment business. At least she found him entertaining for a month or two.
Dirty cow. She was nothing better than a whore.
You have something against whores.
Bloody women.
You didn't think she was saving it all up for you, did you?
Go on. Tell me you think that's the way women should behave.
Oh, not really. At least it wouldn't suit me. All she did was treat men like men treat women.
I wanted to marry her.
She was married already.
Oh, God, there's such a thing as divorce.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Why do you think I joined the force? To prove I'd settle down. To show her I was an old randy house-to-house crawler looking for a cheap piece of action. I wanted to marry her. She wouldn't listen. She just went on and on, chucking her talcum powder all over the place and told me to piss off. I got mad.
So you killed her?
I don't remember.
She was your first...
What?
First woman.
Hell no. What sort of a freak do you think I am? I've had dozens, too many to remember.
What happened to them?
I kissed them all goodbye when it suited me.
And when it didn't suit you?
I don't remember. What about that omelette?
Any minute now. Look, you're sick. Very sick.
As fit as you?
No way. I think we should ring for a doctor.
Dr. Bloody Turner, I suppose. No way, Miss Kingsley. You were always the dangerous one.
Me? I thought you were beginning to fancy me.
Nothing doing. You're not in my plan.
Aren't I attractive enough for you?
Tight jeans, no bra, but no tits to speak of. 5 out of 10, no more.
Oh, thanks.
You were the only one who saw me. Sooner or later, you were going to put the bits together. So I was always on your doorstep, waiting, like...
You fancied me, admit it.
It's all right, I fancied you. But you don't figure in my plan. Turn around and face the wall. It won't take a minute.
What about your omelette?
Later, turn around.
No, you don't have to.
Of course I do.
I won't say anything. I didn't really see you. Honest, I didn't.
Turn around.
I'll scream. There are people upstairs.
I've seen them. Puffs. By the time they've scraped up enough courage to come downstairs, I'll be a mile away. And coming in this direction. Turn around.
No. Bastard, I won't. I'm not giving in to a bloody maniac.
Right, we'll do it the other way. Bitch! Kill you. I'll kill you.
Get off me!
Get up. Get up.
I can't, you bastard. I can't.
Get up.
desk here. Clean on the wall.
You know who it is.
If it's Turner, you can save your breath. It's your word against mine. There's not a shred of proof.
It's Kingsley!
Miss Kingsley. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Ah, see, you have company.
Hello, sir. Good to see you.
Nice to be wanted.
Oh, thank God you came.
Thank you, and Graham here. Can you walk, Sally?
Yes, I think so.
Walk over to me, then. That's it. Steady now. Good girl. Look after her, Graham.
Something up, sir?
Plenty. Stand by that wall, lad.
Sir?
By the wall. I've a dozen heavies outside, if you prefer it that way.
There's not a word of truth in what she says, sir.
She's hardly said a word yet.
Oh, she will. She will. Did she's always do. She'll tell you I killed Rosie.
Will you tell me that, Miss Kingsley?
Yes. He killed Rosie. He admitted it.
See, what did I say? I love Rosie. We could have been happy together.
You think so?
Yes, I loved her. You understand, don't you?
I think I do, lad.
He said there were others.
Oh, quite a boy, eh?
They tell such lies, sir.
Want to tell me about them?
Oh, no, sir. No, there's no proof. No proof at all, sir. They tell such awful lies all the time, lying.
You don't like women much, do you?
I hate them. The whole bloody sex crazed lot of them. You know what they do, don't you?
No. Tell me.
They castrate you. All the bloody time. Castration. Nothing but castration. Well, you can't just let it go on, can you? I mean, can you?
Well, Miss Kingsley, what would you say to a small libation to conclude the evening?
Brandy?
No problem. Constable Graham?
The same, please, sir.
So it shall be. And for this evening, I think it might be John and Dan, eh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and I'm Sally.
We're not that love. Short for Sarah, isn't it?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to me that you have much cause to be on first-name terms with members of the police force just now.
No, after tonight, I'm beginning to think that some of our police are almost human.
Laura's a great cook, isn't she?
Oh, she is. But I suspect she's a great deal more than a good cook.
Right again, love. We make a pretty good team. She's only got back from visiting her mum yesterday.
Oh, how is the old, her mother?
Well, there's no bones broken. And pleading to get off a ward full of golden oldies. Her own words.
How old is she?
74.
Oh, look, all the more reason for me and Dan to do the washing up.
Next time you can, both of you. Tonight, Laura thought we ought to talk, and I agree. Yeah, here's your drinks.
Ta.
And yours, Dan. And not to worry, you can both take a taxi home. Bye.
Anything you say. Cheers.
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 And our sincere apologies. You must have been scared to death before we got to you.
Shaking right down to my toes. But really, it was my own fault.
How was that?
Oh, well, I recognized him almost from the first meeting. But, it didn't make sense. I mean, he was a policeman.
He was. And he didn't look like a villain.
He still doesn't to me. Oh, God. He had so much going for him. What will happen now?
Oh, he'll be detained after the trial. In Broadmoor, if he's lucky.
Oh.
Well, there are worse places, you know.
How long?
Until he recovers.
He's insane, of course.
Pretty far round the bend.
What about all the other murders?
All those. Go and tell her then.
We're still checking. But it looks as if there weren't any others.
But he said...
Fantasy. Pure fantasy, all in his head, poor sod.
All of it? Are you sure?
Well, best part of it, at least. Seems he had this thing about women. But it didn't put him off them altogether.
Huh, it never does.
Yeah, he kept his TV customer lists, his grey over jacket and his box of tools for unofficial visits.
And his warrant card covered the rest.
Yes. He bought the grey van from a scrapyard. He kept it in a lock-up garage and didn't bother with tax or insurance. All he had to do was wave his warrant card when all else failed and claim he was on an undercover job.
So he had plenty of clients?
Quite a few. Victims, I'd call them. They all denied it at first. Then it got pretty embarrassing when they realised he'd left very explicit lists.
How about Rosa?
Human nature, love. He was besotted, head over heels. It does happen, you know.
And she threw him over for a fly-by-night car salesman.
Oh, which she had every right to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Yes, I am, but I mean it. I assure you, we're not making any moral judgments tonight. But no one has the right to take another life in a civilised society. Answer it, would you?
Yes, sir.
I didn't really like what she did.
No, I didn't imagine you would.
Yes? Yes, he's here.
I mean, she got pretty casual about it.
So it seems.
Who? Oh. I see. Where? On the list. You're sure about that? Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like work again.
Don't you ever get fed up with it all?
Most of the time, and so does Laura.
Right. Right, he'll be in touch.
More petty crime?
Sergeant Greaves, reporting on the Wilkinson follow-up. Checking on the addresses we found in his papers.
Anything interesting turn up?
Yes. Two or three break-ins following his visits.
At all?
No, sir. It looks very much as if three of his customers are on our missing persons list.
All women, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Looks as if Sally could be right about the other murders.
Yes, sir.
But, I think I could do with another drink.
You all right, sir?
No. Just get us all another drink, and one for Laura. You can take it through to her.
Right, sir.
What will you do?
Oh, the usual. Check on all unidentified bodies. Drag a few local ponds. Check all his belongings for different blood stains. Probably put out a national request for information.
Drink, sir.
Thanks, Dan. Tell Laura I'll not be long then.
Right, sir.
You really do care, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. The lad was one of ours. Mine, really. We never like to see one go bad. Never as bad as David. He seemed so right, clean, willing to learn. He'd have gone a long way, you know. I had him marked above Dan Graham.
You were wrong.
I know. I know.
And so was I. I hope they'll be kind to him. You don't have any children, Chief Inspector, do you?
No. There were reasons. I know what you think.
Oh, wrong again. Look, when this lot's sorted out, I wouldn't mind an invitation to call again.
Well, any time. Thank you. We'd like that very much. Very much indeed.
You've been listening to the final part of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley, Brian Southwood, Martin Chapman, and Andy Rushley as Lewis Harris. Afternoon Call was produced for the BBC by Tony Clift.